Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The DH, Terry Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Paul Zuvella. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Pecota. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Ted Power. And now, play ball. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Carter moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2-0. There's a wild pitch. Franco scores. Carter moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Snyder strikes out. There goes Hall. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Upshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tabler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Quirk fires to second and picks off Jacoby for the out. 1 out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Zuvella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bo Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes White. The throw from Allenson and he is out, Franco applying the tag. 2 outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pecota hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Wilson steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jacoby strikes out. 2 outs. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tartabull is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tartabull hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Jamie Quirk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk takes first base on ball 4. Bill Pecota batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pecota is 0-for-1 in the game. Pecota hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Quirk moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Candiotti covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Ziavella batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ziavella is 0-for-1 in the game. Ziavella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer juggles the ball. That's an error on Seitzer. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Franco strikes out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive towards first. Brett catches it and steps on first to double up Ziavella. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jacoby. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich now playing left field. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Hall hits a pop-up towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Upshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Eisenreich bunts towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Jamie Quirk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pecota strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zuvella is 0 for 2 in the game. Zuvella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brad Havens now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Hall reaches second base with a double. Corey Snyder, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tabler is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0-0. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Eisenreich is 0-for-0 in the game. Eisenreich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Upshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Upshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jacoby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Allenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Upshaw moves to second. Steve Farr now pitching. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Zuvella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zuvella hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Eisenreich. Zuvella reaches second base with a double. Upshaw scores. Allenson goes all the way around to score. Zuvella moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Julio Franco, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to home to get Zuvella. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Francona is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Buckner pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pecota is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.